Welcome to the Daytime Confidential podcast, brought to you by DaytimeConfidential.com. On today's show, we discuss Hope rushing to Aspen on B&B, James Scott stays at Days of Our Lives, Todd and Blair flashbacks on One Life to Live, Melissa Claire Egan joins The Young and the Restless, and General Hospital fans are shocked at the news that Lexi Ainsworth is leaving Port Charles. All this and much more on today's show, so stay tuned.
Hey.
Reagan, welcome.
Hello.
Jillian, welcome.
Howdy.
Well, we lost Drew Garrett, and now we've lost Lexi Ainsworth. First reactions, Jamie.
My first reaction is basically, you know, it's par for the course with GH. Most shows recast when you have bad actors in the role. GH gets the best young adult actors in daytime, and then they recast them. It's really becoming a weird trend, and a very shallow trend, if I might add, because I gather that, you know, the rumor is that Lexi is being recast so that they can get a older, sexier person in the role, much like they, you know, the rumors were that they needed someone that looked more masculine to play Michael. I mean, if you look back at a 14-year-old Jeannie Francis on this show when she was becoming a superstar, she looked pretty much like a baby, much like Lexi Ainsworth did. And from what I gather and what I've read in the history, soap history books, they had Laura sleeping with her mama's men and killing people and all sorts of stuff. I don't understand why you have to look rode hard and put up wet in order to do a soap opera storyline these days. I mean, I don't know. It doesn't make any sense. Lexi is a great actress, but, you know, we will see her quick. It'll be just like Laura Bell Bundy said that Kim Zimmer told her when she got fired from Guiding Light that that was the best thing that happened for her. And it was. You know, that little girl will go on and Lexi will
She'll be on ABC Family next pilot season.
Well, you're saying ABC Family. I'm saying she might go the path of a
CW. Of a,
no, I'm getting there. Like a what's her name? The crazy ballerina movie.
Natalie Portman.
Natalie Portman. Yeah, she could be the next Natalie Portman. So,
Reagan, is this devastating to you as the loss of Drew Garrett?
I wouldn't necessarily go as devastating, just because I think Drew already kind of pulled off that proverbial Band-Aid. I'm just think it just shows how dumb GH is. Why would you do this? You have a fantastic little actress who is killing this role, and because you have some crackpot idea from what the last year that you're going to maybe be on broadcast television, you're going to go and piss off your whole fan base? I mean, come on. Let the poor girl play her part and keep knocking it out of the park. Let it be. Let it be.
But this is a new GH, Reagan. This is a whole new, bigger, better.
What is this? What is this? Let it be. Is this the Beatles?
You know, it's so funny.
It's new my ass. That's all I have to say. New my ass.
Well, you know what? I love the fact, because Reagan, you know, Reagan was the, you know, I remember Reagan was like, look, I ain't buying that Kool-Aid. This ain't no new GH for me. I'm like, that's funny. But, you know, this isn't a shocker for me, because there were rumors running around that she accidentally tweeted that she was being replaced on Twitter.
She didn't accidentally tweet nothing.
No. This wasn't like Brandon Buddy, where 4 days later, ooh, I got hacked. It was literally, she tweeted it. She meant it for it to be a DM. And then like 5 minutes later, she deleted it really quick and never answered anybody else about it. So those rumors have been there for a few weeks. So I was just waiting, will they or won't they? And I was thinking, you know, maybe GH decided to change their minds because fans were getting hot. But this a new GH, people. I mean, y'all wanted a new GH, and there you have it.
Well, and should Molly now be worried?
Child, she better book some pilots.
And she better hope that Gilmore Girls 2.0 starts back up. Let's talk a little bit about some storylines in General Hospital storylines. Jamie, when we visited the Morning Jolt with Larry Flick, you alluded to the fact that Lulu is going to become an alcoholic. Can you expound on that a little bit, please?
Yeah, I didn't allude to it. It's already... She's taking drinks on TV.
It's starting. She's,
well, she has been drinking.
She's taking the bottle straight to the head, honey.
What? I know. Well, but, okay. I know. But,
I mean, if your name is Spencer,
drinking,
you have to have some sort of addiction. Don't you know that?
It used to stand for action, adventure, saving the world, left-handed boys, and ice princess diamonds. But now it stands for crying asses who drink and do crack. And I'm tired of it. I am. The world, there is a reason, and we'll talk about this on our Pop Confidential podcast this week, but the world is in a state of disarray and turmoil. There is war and famine and Rosie O'Donnell coming back to TV. No, I'm just kidding. I love her.
I've actually looked pretty good.
Yeah, all this going on. And no, I'm joking because I am looking forward to that, but I couldn't think of any other punchline. But anyway, people, that's why comedy is king again. That is why, and I'm not saying I want all the soaps to be comedic, but when you are trying to sit up and pay your bills, that is why I like looking at One Life to Live, so I can laugh at a dog talking to a baby. General Hospital has no humor anymore. We haven't even really been getting a lot of Diane. Spinelli is not funny anymore. And all this pathos with the Spencers, I'm over it. Luke and Tracy used to be a fun couple. You know, and the kids, you know, now Lulu has never really been fun, but, you know, with Maxie. I mean, she's a great actress. I mean, she's a dramatic character, but I'm just tired of this. That girl needs to go to an Al-Anon meeting for people who support people who have substance abuse issues and do a realistic story with it. Let her ass go to Al-Anon and get some help about being so codependent. And stop being such a little mess. I mean, Lulu is just annoying. Ugh, I'm sick of it. I do not like any of this. The worst thing, and this is not Garen Wolf's fault, because like Guza dumped that turd and didn't flush when he had Lulu right over that face like that. That is the worst shit that you could ever do. I mean, you know, I mean, yeah, we've had deaths of children in daytime, but to have the lead, you know, your most popular male hero in the history of the damn show. I mean, they wanted to be canceled. You don't come back from this. This is putting a baby in a tree on another world. You cannot, they cannot go back now to Luke being goofy, snoofy Luke and having adventures and being cool with Sonny and Jason and calling Lucky Cowboy. You can't call me Cowboy when you turn my child into roadkill. You can't do that. So how do we come back from this? You know, how does the show come back from this? Did Helena snatch up Jake? Oh, all is better. I mean, it's just, that was a dumb move on Goose's part. It was a dumb move on the network allowing it. And, you know, but it's a really dumb move in wallowing in it. You know, this is something like, I don't condone this on soaps, but this needs to be like some of those soap situations where we just kind of move past Jake's existence. Because there's no really other way to move, you know, it almost just has to be like those other kids, Rex and Cassie on Days. Let's just not mention it. So we might get some semblance of a soap opera, because this is hanging over it, and he is not, you know, yeah, I praised him a first couple of weeks out because he did a few good things. You know, I liked the Monica finding out stuff, but now it's just like back to same old watered down stuff.
You mentioned Another World, and all of a sudden I'm thinking to myself, maybe, just maybe, Franco's General Hospital's version of Lumina. Jillian, what did you think this week of Franco and your favorite couple on their honeymoon?
He a freak-a-leak boy. I'm like, you following some man on his honeymoon just to install a camera and peep in, you know, grab your Kleenex. I'm like, you are a freak of the week, boy. He just
wants to see Jason shirtless. It only happens once a year. He needs to have it happen more often.
I don't understand what's the purpose of that. I thought Franco would have at least gone there and kidnapped Sam, or at least knocked the shit out of Jason and kidnap him or something. I'm like, you just going there to like look at Jason and Sam? That I don't understand where they're going with this. I'm completely clueless on what's going on with that. What is the purpose of that? Like, is Franco gonna come out of the closet and be like, Jason, I love you.
I don't understand the point of the whole return stints anymore. He's not a ratings draw. Give it up. This show needs to be figuring out how to stay on the goddamn air. Who cares? Tell Frankie Schnanky, whatever his name is, Jimmy James, to go pull that stuff somewhere else, to go get his creative weirdness, because it doesn't do anything. All the blogs and all the TV sites blog about it, but none of them turn in and watch. None of them watch. They don't get anybody to watch it. So it's like, what is the point of this? You wreck good storytelling. I would rather Manny Ruiz had followed Sam.
Yes!
And to me, that would have been much more, integral to their history than this foolishness.
I would have rather them, GH, if Garen Wolf, if you want to clear up this Jake thing with Luke, I would have rather them, rather for them to be like, if somehow Franco manipulated some, shit over at PC and make it Franco that ran over Jake. Him and that dude, what's his name? What's the dude name? Ronnie. Him and Ronnie were aces. I would have rather Ronnie, somehow Franco blackmailing Ronnie and, it was Franco that ran over Jake.
Well, Reagan, there was some interesting YNR news this last week. One of your favorites from All My Children is headed there, Melissa Claire Egan. She's going to be involved in a storyline with Billy Miller. Surprise, surprise. Thoughts?
When Danger Girl.
Oh, my only thought is I'm going to go tell my cousin, oh, I love her. You're going to love her when you watch Young and the Restless. And I'm going to get a call going, this girl sucks. What do you mean? Oh, my God, I hate her. And it's all going to be because of some stupid story being written for her. So, yeah, those are my thoughts. So I'm keeping I'm keeping my mouth shut. That's what I'm telling you.
It's sad that when we as soap fans are too scared to say something good or bad about something, because then we're not saying anything at all.
Wait, not just as a fan, as a blogger and a podcast about soap that I don't want to say anything. That's what's sad.
It's not sad, when people grab them up. It depends on which show grabs them up. And this, we all know her track record. We all know she probably going to change her name and be like, I don't like your name. Your name going to be, Melba Jubilee now or something. She done changed Harmony, Yolanda's name to Harmony, Yo Harmony. It's just, back in the day, if you would go on YNR, you would be like, oh, shit, she about to wreck shop. It's aces. She's moved on up. Now it's just like, you got to say your prayer and give your career the last rites because it's going to be in the shitter.
Well, and Jamie, I was thinking of, as I was reading the news, that it would have been so much better if she'd went to B&B, where obviously lightning doesn't always strike twice with a couple, but to think of an Amber, Rick, and Melissa Claire Egan triangle, that would have been hot, possibly.
These shows need to write for the cast. In this day and age, they need to do what Days of Our Lives is doing. Now, Days managed to create a really integral and cool new character in Sarah Brown's Madison, but they have played by the classic rules set forth by, I'm doing my Dr. Martin Luther King, by Doug Marlin.
Tell
they
it.
Have tied Madison to Sammy. They went to school together as kids. They had her first scene with Brady. She has history with Kate. There's, the thing of it is, YNR won't do any of that. They will bring this person in as a part of some ham scram slung together murder mystery that will never be solved, and maybe Billy killed somebody in Asia. I swear Maria must have got, you know, some kind of flu over in an Asian country, because, you know, she writes the worst stories with involving these Young and the Restless characters going to Asia. I'm just like, the tourism board needs to just not allow the Bell family to even come to, you know, she is doing worse for our relationship with Asia than communism. It's just like, come on now, Maria. And yeah, this is just more of the same. I said I wasn't going to scream and carry on about YNR anymore. Hoosah. It's just more of the same. It's snatch and grab. She doesn't write long stories. She doesn't write long stories. She don't know who killed that damn girl. She don't know who killed Mara West. So we ain't never going to find out, because she don't know. And she doesn't know what she's going to do with What's-A-Face. She just snatched and grabbed her. She don't know. Maria doesn't know. She making this stuff up as she goes along, and it shows. You have three or four unsolved mysteries. I'm telling you, this is NBC in the 90s. On YNR right now that have not been solved, and she's starting more. I don't care what happened to Billy in Asia. I just want Billy back with Victoria. And Billy Abbott is not a dummy. He would not believe. I mean, is he Jack Tripper now? He would not believe that girl, I mean, that Farmer Sam was talking about being in love with Victoria when he was talking about a damn dog. This is just stupid. I don't even understand why. Yeah, I do. Because this is the boss's wife. If this was anybody else, Maria Arena Bell would have been fired by now. People got mad at Kay Alden for a little sperm switch. My God in heaven. Look at what Maria is doing to this soap opera. And no one will stop her because she's the boss's wife. It's like, it's really sad. I pray to God that they never let one of the Walton heiresses destroy Walmart the way that they are letting this woman destroy the Young and the Restless.
Great-granddaughter.
Jillian. Harris Hilton is not running the Hilton chain. Kathy is somewhere hosting a tea party. She is not running the hotels. I'm just saying. Melania Trump is not making real estate deals. I'm just saying.
Jillian, Debbie Morgan debuted this last week. You be the first to go around the circle and share your thoughts.
You mean Yo Harmony? Oh, Harmalanda? Who the hell just ups and says, I don't like your name. I'm going to name you Harmony. We don't like the name Harmony, damn it.
All my children with changing Joey Martin to Jake.
At least it worked. We don't like the name Harmony. I'm like, you know, you trying to be funny, Harmony, Epiphany. I'm like, you know, whatever.
Yeah, she's probably like, oh my God. Like, let's give her one of those black names. Like, let's call her Modesta.
You know? Yeah. That's not cool at all, man. Like, I mean, you know.
I just pictured her, Jamie, while you were saying.
No, I did hear that what's her name? What's that girl that just is pregnant? Sophia. I heard that her name was supposed to be a Shaniqua or something.
Oh!
Real talk. That is real talk. That she was like, let's give her an ethnic name.
I know you ain't lying. I heard it too.
Yeah, I would. She and you know. The other producers and staff had to tell her, no. Yeah, she wanted to name her some bullshit, some Aquanisha or some shit like that.
Well, Debbie, what do you think of Debbie Morgan?
This is an ignorant, out-of-touch woman. I'm sorry. She's like, I want to, like, reach out to our audience. We have so many black people. If you wanted to reach out to the audience, the black audience, you would have brought back Victoria Rao. They don't want you to be naming nobody Aquanisha and Bukisha and Shantika.
No.
So, Jamie, what do you think? Just fine. Why we have to have Harmony? Are you trying to make a tie-in deal with eHarmony? Is there a partnership I don't know about in the works?
I mean, Debbie Morgan, she came on strong. You can tell she's totally trying to, you know, disassociate herself from Angie, you know, but I'm just like,
I'm now convinced that neither no soap hair department can make her hair look good most of the time. Jamie, what did you think of Debbie Morgan?
And her hair was always a mess on All My Children. I love Debbie.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Right. No, I'm co-signing with you because they just, I'm like, damn, Star Jones told me to tell y'all she got a hellified wig collection.
Mary Shepard.
If it's one thing a black woman know how to do is buy a boss ass wig, my late grandmama could tell you one Sunday at church she'd look like Cher Bono, and the next week she'd look like Halle Berry. You can get some good wigs. That's that same, they done cut that, you know what that is? That's that old Olivia wig.
No,
cut that old Olivia wig and put it on Debbie Morgan. I tell you the truth.
So, Jamie, you haven't yet told me what you thought of her debut.
I don't like it. I love Debbie Morgan, but I wish she was in primetime. She's as good as those CCH Pounders and all these people. This is my Debbie Morgan from Love and Basketball and Eve's Bayou. She don't need to take these leftover grits from Maria Bell, because I don't, you know, Maria Bell, it's like, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me 1,000 times, shame on it all. I'm not going to get invested about Debbie or Melissa Claire Egan or Melissa McCarthy if they join this show, because this woman is going to get bored with them in 6 months. The fans are going to turn on them like a lot of fans turned on Eden Regal because the writer didn't give the character a good role.
And Maura West.
Yeah, I mean, you know, people were mad at Maura West. It's like you, Maria could make you hate. I'm telling you, Meryl Streep, if she wrote a character for Meryl Streep, the message boards will be filled with, we hate Meryl Streep. She's awful. She's a monster. Because this woman is career cancer. She really is to these actors. She's snatching and grabbing. She
they
is
don't
like
Jeannie Francis. For
She's the most popular bitch ever in soaps until Maria Bell got her hands on her. And look, she was mad too. I'm like, ugh, what have you done to Gina Francis? I love me some Laura Webber Vine and Spencer Cassadine shot. You know?
Reagan, what are your thoughts on Debbie Morgan's debut?
I agree with Jamie. She should have held out a little bit for pilot season or did you got her agent to get her some good guest spots on primetime shows. And
but Maria goes out of space. I would have rather seen Debbie and Maria Ghost. I mean, yeah. Madea.
Did you read her interview with Logan? She said, as soon as she signed, they called her for a Denzel movie. I said, oh, Debbie, no! I felt, I wanted to cry, and it wasn't even me that got the role. I was like, oh, no.
One good thing, though, is Y&R pays well. Oh, yeah. All these talks about Y&R and pay cuts, from what I gather, Y&R's pay cuts make the One Life to Live and All My Children people salivate. So, Debbie is a smart sister, girl, stack your bricks. Stack them. Stack up, eat ramen noodles for the next 6 months and stack that cheddar back and then go on about your business.
Yeah, wait until your out kicks in and be like, deuces!
Yeah, because Debbie deserves to be on our evening television. I mean, she's just, she needs to be on our big screens, but she's just
if she
gonna get her wasted. Right, I mean, just wasted.
If she had to be on the soap right now, I would like her to play, remember that role, what was that old talk show host? Rolanda used to play on Days of Our Lives. That
I don't know.
Bitchy lawyer. She was a bitchy lawyer on Days that had a past with Abe Carver. That would be hot if they brought Debbie on in that role.
Stick her with Abe, no.
She's already been stuck with him before. Well, not as a romantic character, but no. That would be hot. Her going up against Lexi on Days right now, because Days is actually doing what a soap that wants to stay on the air should do.
Well, speaking of stacking cheddar, Reagan, what did you think of Todd and Blair flashbacks this last week?
I mean, I loved them. I did. I mean, I like any flashbacks, but it just reminds me of the show's ending, and that's why we're getting all this, and I don't know. I mean, I know it's carrying on, so I hate saying how it's ending, but
not ending. It is going on the air and online and on
cable. It's ending how I know it to me. You know, is Roger Howarth really going to go? Are we going to get Todd and Blair on the online network?
They're working on it. You have,
I don't
have faith.
See, for me, and he, I don't, he thinks too much of himself, I think, to be on an online show.
He was not as the world turns. He obviously. Let me stop. I'm not gonna say that. As world turns fans, I did. I'm not meaning the show as a whole. But I'm meaning if look, if you were on the last year of either Procter and Gamble soap, you ride or die. Because they had kaleidoscopes following them around, and sometimes the camera would be on their booty. They wouldn't even know Ali Fulton was like, get the camera off my ass, you stupid pimply face brat.
And we quickly learned that some people have better booties than others. Jillian, what did you think of the flashbacks?
It was good juju. You know, I liked it. It's tying everything into history and everything. You know, everybody's days and one life to live is hitting, you know, setting the bar high for these, you know, no name shows that's still on the air. Everybody needs to just follow their path instead of just snatching and grabbing or, you know, just bringing a bunch of people on so we can be like, oh, it was good stuff. It just brought me back down memory lane. I loved it. You know, I almost took off my Todd and Taya t-shirt. I was like, ah!
I'll tell you what I didn't like. I can't believe Jamie said he did like was the dog and the baby.
Oh God, was the best part of the week.
I hated that. I was like, what is this? Look who's talking now. I'm waiting for John. I was waiting for John Travolta and his wig to pop out.
High five. I loved it.
Think out of the box on that show. That was hilarious.
And he asked, what's a bitch? And she goes, well, it depends on who you ask.
I chuckled, don't get me wrong, but I was like, what are they doing? Why is this baby talking to a dog?
They had it to the left. That was funny.
I'm sitting there watching it. Wait a minute. I was sitting there watching it. And I'm like, okay, so the dog is telling the baby, this ain't your dad. What is this baby going to do? Is it going to spit up and write in its
face? Oh, my gosh. It's a comedy aside. It's not to drive story. It's funny.
Stupid. I didn't.
Oh, well, fans, you have to tell us in the comments whether or not you liked it, because at this point, it's 50-50. So, Jamie, you enjoyed it.
Oh, me?
Yes.
Well, look. No, I didn't enjoy it. I just did all that ranting to praise it because I'm sitting on a cucumber. Of course, I enjoyed it. You just heard me.
Sitting on a cucumber. Yeah. Okay. Vegetable gardens aside, did you think of Todd or not?
Look,
Todd.
It could be a cauliflower. We'd have a problem.
What?
I said it could be a cauliflower that would have a problem.
Go, Luke!
Okay. I don't remember having seen
I need to go to the doctor. But anyway, go ahead.
I don't remember having seen Cord and Tina together in previous scenes. They may have been, but I don't remember watching them. But this last week, they were fantastic together.
Yes, they were, you old cock-blocking Clint. Sit down!
Oh, it was so good. And the thing is, watching it this last week, I was thinking to myself, you know, they really need to see if they can actually get Andrea Evans back for the online version. I know that the last time she was on for a major storyline, it didn't go so well. But if they would keep her in this type of a role and they could get Cord to come back, that would be pretty darn good.
Oh, I loved my Cord and Tina, you know. Uh-huh. Fans, yes, I've been watching this show as long as you have. Because I tweeted, I was like, Cord, I love you to death, but you quit yelling at my Tina. I've been watching it as long as you have, Poindexter. I say that about Victor yelling at Nikki. No, because a lot of people are like, oh my God, Jillian, that's how he talks to her. I'm like, what, I can't tweet what I want to tweet? I just didn't like Coy yelling at my girl, but the payoff was really good when he scooped her up and kissed her, then Clint with his old hate ass. What are you two doing? I'm like,
they didn't kiss, though, did they?
Yes, they did!
Yeah, they did.
Yes.
I thought he interrupted. Oh.
No, he walked in on it. He cut it short.
And he was like, oh, shit, what you doing, boy? Oh, loved it. It was classic history. I loved it. Loved it, loved it, loved it, loved it, loved it.
The other thing that I liked this last week with Tina was her scenes with Vicky. They were excellent as well.
I did because, you know, I love that because when she was like, why do you always cut Todd some slack and not me? I'm like, yeah, Vicky, this fool. I'm like, come on, Vicky, you being two-faced. I loved it. Those scenes were boss. Those two play off of each other very well. It was like time did not pass between those two. I liked it a lot.
It was relatable, too, because everybody has that family where the mother is telling the daughters, you and your sister need to get back together. But then, you know, Natalie is telling her, you don't even like your mom. I mean, your sister. And I'm like, any family can relate to that because, you know, your mom wants you to get along with your siblings. But she's like, I can't stand your Aunt Shakika because...
Look,
if you're on The Young and the Restless, you got an Aunt Shakika. I can't stand your Aunt Shakika because that hoe still owed me $20 that I let her borrow when we were at bingo in 1975. And you'd be like, but you want me to get along with my sister?
Rainisha, yeah, you ain't lying. You ain't lying. Because that happens with me and my sister a lot. My mom's like, get along with you. I'm like, you ain't talking to none of your tribe of sisters. Get out of here.
Reagan, what did you think of Jessica, Brody, John, and Natalie this week?
Oh, I'm so sick of this whole paternity thing. I'm over it already. I just want it to be done with.
Testify, sister.
I am so... Just tell John it's his kid and let's move on to the next stage of this. It's enough already.
He is Super Cop. I'm surprised Super Cop ain't figured it out because you know
he solves every crime.
Super Cop is involved in everything else. That's
why. He can't figure out that, you know, he can't look and be like, that baby sniffs the air like I do, like I smell a fart, you know, because he does that sniff a fart look too. I'm like, you mean to tell me John McBain can't figure this out?
I'm going to have to cut for Michael Easton.
Now there's the headline for the podcast. Sniff a fart.
He does not do the sniff the fart. If you want an example of the sniff the fart, you watch Days this week. Drake, I love you, Drake Augustin. You will always be my John Black.
He's a total sniff the fart.
Smell the fart. It's the sniff. But it is back.
I cannot believe how many times we've now said the word fart.
It is back, and he patterned that after Drake Augustin. It is back in full effect. John Black acts like he has an asthma attack when he has a reaction. John McBain does not do that. He just sits there and kind of stares.
Subtly, though. He doesn't do it like Drake. Like, Drake smell it. Like, Drake does
Drake
it like he
sniffs up all the air in America. He, look, the oxygen depletion in Salem, when he has to react, he's like...
If you're in the same room as John Black, you better make sure there's an oxygen tank nearby because you're going to
need it. He needs a spit cup because if you breathe in that deep, you're going to get out. I'm not gonna be gross.
Well, let's speaking of gas bags, let's talk about Brooke and Taylor on B&B. Jillian, what do you think of these two mothers going toe to toe over their children yet again?
I mean, that's par for the course for Brooke. Brooke will go to the mat for her kin, and Taylor's just a two-faced cow who thinks that her daughter is entitled. You don't see the signs that your daughter, she don't need a hug. She needs you to take your belt off and whoop her with her bratty behavior.
Whoop that ass.
No, I didn't say that. Don't do that.
Yeah, look, love that phrase, boy.
I didn't say it like that. Sit in the corner over there. No.
Look why you like saying that much. You like to whoop folks.
I don't know what you're talking about. Jamie, what did you think of Overseas Aspen?
You got a joke.
I'm five.
Christian's on guideline. How about that?
That was good.
I'm tired of the Bold and the Beautiful right now. It's stupid again. It's not Honey Bear stupid, but it's stupid again. These are the dumbest hoes in America. I want that new talk show host. What's that new British talk show host that just attacks people?
Piers Morgan.
No, not him. I hate that man. I hate him with passion. I don't like him. I believe he was helping hack into people's stuff. I don't like him. No, he's a talk show host, a daytime talk show host.
I know who you mean. I can't remember his name, but I know who you mean.
I'm loving him. But anyway, he needs to go. He needs to do a cameo on B&B and sit those girls down and say, neither one of you bitches have any self-esteem. This boy is ping-ponging back and forth between the two of y'all. I mean, it would be good if there was some kind of psychological underplay where maybe Stephanie, you know, had a line where, well, these girls have watched Ridge go back and forth between you two.
I was going to say, look at their mothers.
Like, Jeremy Kyle. That's his name. Jeremy Kyle.
Jeremy Kyle need to come on there and talk to them. But, you know, if there was a line where Stephanie was like, well, Ridge, you went back and forth between Brooke and Taylor like Betty and Veronica. So, I mean, that's what these girls know. But I'm just, it's just not, it's stupid. I'm like, Is Liam competing with Ron Jeremy and we don't know it? And that wouldn't matter with Hope because she ain't never even felt him. She ain't never been penetrated by him. So what is it that is making them, you know, you take a ring off one girl and that is some, you have no self-esteem, you know. And I think that that's part of the reason why shows are losing ratings because women today can't relate to that.
I'm all for recycling, but recycling a ring is a bit much.
She owns 25% of supposedly a major fashion conglomerate, and she is that desperate to let some illegitimate boy who, you know, I just really wish, and I've been saying this for a while, The Bold and the Beautiful, like, I really want to buy the writing team for that show, like, a whole season pass to Gossip Girl and Sex and the City. Fashion shows are all the rage now, but this show, I don't think any of them pay attention to the real fashion industry or what's going on or how these girls really would act or who they would really be dating. You know, I don't think Gianni Versace's niece is somewhere begging somebody. It's out of date. I'm a fan. Brad Bell writes amazing human drama when he writes, you know, he always writes one a year and it usually involves Stephanie, but the rest,
it's going to happen again.
These are lame stories. These are lame stories. They're lame. I don't get it. I mean, and you know, the motivations, the characters' motivations change on a dime. You mean to tell me Bill was ready to walk away from Katie and now he's trying to get his mistress to marry his son? I mean, is that so he can just have better access?
I know.
It's dumb. These are really dumb stories. And I don't care if they're in Aspen, overseas Aspen, or in the United States.
Domestic Aspen.
Either one. I'm like, they're dumb. A pretty backdrop don't fix a dumb story. I loved when they went to somewhere overseas.
Italy.
And
in California.
They did my Brooke so wrong and had Ridge set her up. And, you know, and she lost Thorne because Thorne walked up thinking that Ridge and Brooke, oh, that was so good. And then he ended up on that bridge with Macy. That was, Brad, go watch those shows. That's what you're capable of. You're capable of that, and I want it again. I don't want these little vapid ding-dongs fighting over this boy that needs to shave.
Well, there was one little bright spot on B&B this last week. I thought that Steffi looked fantastic in her fur coat, but that's just an aside.
You and your coat envy.
Well, I know.
Thank you, Alexis Carrington Colby. I'm just glad she has a decent hairdo. I like her haircut because since we being shallow, because her hair has been a mess. Don't know how.
Yourself, my statement had no shallowness in it whatsoever.
That is a shallow statement.
Okay, let's talk about Days of Our Lives for a bit. James Scott is sticking around.
Wow, Clipper.
Salem, no surprise, maybe a little. Thoughts, Reagan?
Oh, good. They need him. I love him on there. And it's 2 years now, huh? Not just one?
Yeah, he signed for two.
Jamie?
Oh, I'm excited. He is so sexy. And
Yeah.
he's always been sexy, but now they're writing him fun and sexy. I mean, him and Nicole, I'm just ready for him to take off that intricately designed blouse she has on and tag it. I mean, I am loving, sexy, dirty politician EJ way more than I liked,
Race car
creating
driver
a.
thing.
No, that's been many years ago. I'm talking about creating a fake Rafe EJ
Yeah, I like this version of EJ way better than that.
where's my daughter?
Yeah.
I don't want to ever see that EJ come back, but I'm liking, shit-eating grin EJ that's walking around pulling stunts and scandals. I mean, and it's Days 2.0. Here comes the Oprah voice. It's amazing. It is awesome. People on Twitter are like, calm down. It's only been a week or so. And I'm like, yes. And it has been a dramatic change in those 2 weeks. It usually takes somebody 3 to 6 months to reboot a show. They basically, because basically that's because soaps do the ABC storytelling. They said, forget that. They said the ABCD get rid of all Adina Higley stuff and start all new storylines at once, like a new soap opera. I mean, it feels like, I was telling somebody, it feels like a spinoff almost. And it's so much smarter than I think Days has ever been. Days has been very good before, but it was always a more romantic. Days has always been harlequin-esque, in my opinion. It was never, even back in the 80s, it was always a big romance novel came to life. They never really did a lot of smart storytelling. It was always something grandiose. But now they've got something relevant, pension funds being, stolen by John Black. Austin is now a forensics accountant,
Which,
his wife is an attorney. It all, Sammy's getting a job and having to balance motherhood. EJ's running for mayor as a plan to, seek higher office and take it on the liberal media. I mean, it is just smart. Dave's got a brain for Christmas.
I think people are a little, did you say it already? I think people may be a little jaded with Days 2.0 because, everybody thought once Guzo was out with GH, oh, it's a new GH, and you saw a
They
bad.
never marketed that as a new GH. That was all about, I mean, Days has done an exhaustive effort for the last 3 months, bringing back tons of people on contract, promoting it, giving interviews. They never said that GH was going to be a new GH.
I know, I'm not
I mean,
saying.
it's apples and oranges. All that GH was about a contract dispute. Guza made too much money. They wanted to pay somebody cheap for the last year of the show. You can't compare those two. It is not the same.
I think just what the comparison is when Garen Wolf was hired, there was a lot of press about
That's
GH
what
is
I'm trying
good
to say.
again or it's gonna be good again. Where Days came out of the gate saying, we're.
Not dissing. All that press was from
Yeah.
soaps and stuff. And
Well,
they do not like news. I mean,
No, but I'm saying, and then, but Days came out and said, we're giving you a new Days and it's gonna start on this day, and they hammered it hard and they
and
were
if you remember,
promising something and they delivered
I
where
kept saying the whole time with the GH stuff, though, what is going to happen? They started letting us know almost from the jump. We're bringing back John and Marlena, Carrie and Austin. All Garen Wolf kept saying is sometimes they come back.
Why are you
Sometimes
talking
I
that
eat
way?
cake. Sometimes I pick my nose and eat my
Sometimes
boogers.
I feel like a nut
That
sometimes
is
I don't.
not enough to jump up and say GH is good again before we've seen anything. And that was what was happening there.
Right. And I think all Jillian is saying is, even though it wasn't necessarily this hard PR push on ABC's end, there was some sort of press behind it and
That's
Garen
what
Wolf making those comments
Thank
where
you again. That's what I say.
Days did that big push. And they set this date where it's this is the date it's going to happen, and this is what we're doing, and this is how we're doing it. And they delivered, and it wasn't this wah, wah, wah. I mean, it was this wow, where GH has just been this okay, big deal. It's the same shit, different
yeah,
guy.
Yeah, I mean, they did a big story with Jason, and then bye. I mean, it's back to the same old ridiculous. But Dave's obviously can't. Dave's obviously isn't going back to that because they reset the clock. They're, you know, they got rid of the stories. I mean, totally. GH never did that. GH
right.
just, you know, continued well, the stories that's going on there. Dave's like, it's like no more hookers. No more, you know, Carly trying to throw herself off a building because of Dr. Harry Crotch. I mean, they were like, we are telling new stories, and they launched. Garen just finished up the stories that Guza left behind. He didn't launch. I don't think he's really launched any new stories yet. He just, you know, finished up. Whereas they have come in and they, you know, they did before the reboot, quote unquote, they wrapped up Dina's. They didn't promote any. If you notice, like, they've been writing the last month or so. I mean, their stuff has been airing, but they didn't promote that. They were like, come on back. But it wasn't like they were like, you know, don't judge us till September 26th is what they basically did. They gave us a date of this is when we're going to wrap up. He didn't do that. He didn't say, I'm going to wrap up all this Jake stuff and all that. I mean, they said, we are rebooting this show. Garen Wolf never said that. He never said that. One magazine said the show is good again. That's not like the whole exhaustive campaign that Days has done. And they've delivered on it, is what I'm saying.
Well, and it also brings up a good question. Real quick, each of you, which one soap would you like to see a 2.0 happen for next? Jamie?
Hell, all of them. They all need
one.
I'm not playing your bullshit games. They
I will.
All need to reboot. They well, One Life to Live really doesn't need to, but they all do. Well, there's only four of them left. They all need to act like Days of Our Lives, like Cancellation. But if you want me to pick one, okay, fine. The Young and the Restless. Come on. Come on. They need a reboot, some ropers, two boot scoots, and a boogie.
Reagan?
General Hospital. Okay. I want to see General, like we said a couple podcasts ago, they need to sit down and watch some old episodes, and these writers need to learn about what made this show great.
Jillian?
I mean, yeah, I can't be saying just one show, because, I mean, yeah, GH, YNR, and B&B need to reboot. I think, you know, fans, you know, I understand the whole Garen Wolf thing, but what I was trying to say is fans are so jaded when you bring on a new writer and they're like, it's going to be better storytelling, like they did with AMC with Christman and Swarjeski, and then they're just like, huh, what is this? You know what I mean?
Yeah, no one got excited about Swarjeski and Christman. They came from God and Light. Everyone heaved and was like, why did Brian Franz bring on these people?
I'm not saying they were excited. I'm just saying that people are just jaded when you bring on someone new. They're just like, you know, when people are like, oh, it's a new soap regime.
I get that. But the thing of it is, there's jaded and then there's, come on, people. When something is better, we don't have, you know, it's like, wait 6 months. This industry doesn't have the luxury of a bunch of 6 months waiting times anymore. We don't have 5-year renewals. If a show is good, someone needs to say so, that so people can start watching, so that networks can start noticing when it's good. And that's what I basically ended up saying on Twitter. When a show is good, I'm gonna say it when it's good, because we don't have the time to say, oh, I'm gonna wait and see if it's still good in 6 months. Primetime shows can be good in October and bad in I mean, look at The Killing. That show, The Killing, it started off with all that buzz, it's the best thing since, you know, Beretta. And then everybody was mad as hell at the end. Like, we want this shit taken off the air. We want to beat somebody in the face with a ballot. I mean, things happen. Things are fickle. Life is fickle. And in this, you know, it's no longer. My thing is, if a show is good, when it's good, I'm going to say it.
Jamie, you did an interview with Freddie Smith this last week about his storylines. Care to share?
Well, yeah, you know, and you guys can check it out at www.daytimeconfidential.zeptour.com. But no, yeah, it was me and Freddie. He was hosting. He appeared in Acme Comedy's Hollywood Dream Roll this past Friday night. And oh, yeah, he was a good egg. He's a good egg. I really enjoyed the chat. And he basically talked about playing two gay characters back to back. He was on 90210 as Marco opposite what's that boy's name? Trevor Donovan, who played Jared Port.
And was vastly improved on 90210.
Well, he was vastly improved, but I'm just going to cut him some slack and say, Luke, you go make a script about Touch the Sky Airlines work and then talk to me. So it might have just been the...
Well, I actually might be able to come up with that script. No. We would encourage you to comment on this episode at daytimeconfidential.com. Follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/DCConfidential, and add us as a friend on Facebook. Also, be sure to share with us in the comments which show you would like to see a 2.0. We thank you for listening. Until next time, so long.